We're on to the third speaker, and please welcome to the podium our Minister, Alex Atwood.
Thank you, Conference. As we all know, today is the 10th anniversary of the formation of the Police Service of Northern Ireland. The 10th anniversary when Eddie McGrady and Joe Byrne and I walked into the Policing Board headquarters, and the day when many people in this room began to walk on to DPPs. In my view, given all the anniversaries that we've had over 40 years, that was another anniversary. Today is another anniversary when we showed that we were at our strongest, our bravest, and at our best. And this election campaign is about choosing somebody and a strategy that again can demonstrate us at our strongest, our bravest, and our best. In every hustings speech, I have argued that a new phase of politics is emerging on the island of Ireland. It was captured this time last week by Michael D. Higgins. And the purpose and politics of the SDLP going forward is to capture that new politics that is emerging in the north and on the island. We all value the progress that has been made over these last 10 difficult years. But the politics that we have today is not the politics, the government, the society, the north or the island of Ireland defined by the SDLP through the years of democratic struggle. And our purpose going forward is to take forward the unfinished business of a new north and a new Ireland. And in that task, we will rebuild our political and electoral authority. I have outlined during hustings and privately, in concrete and coherent ways, what that strategy looks like. It has four pillars. It is first defined by a new movement of reform, for reform, defending the hard-won reforms that the SDLP struggled for 40 years to achieve, and advancing the unfinished reform of the North that is still overdue. Secondly, it is about not just having weak government, but having strong government in a time when our people are suffering and will suffer more greatly over the next 10 years. That we are not about being in government, but we are about being in power and using that power to redeem the powerless in our society. The third element is to define in more brave and daring ways the long road to national reconciliation, made more acute by a British Prime Minister who denies truth to the Finucane family and to all the other families, and made more acute by leaders on this island who deny their past and their involvement in conflict. And the fourth element is to advance the work of United and Agreed Ireland through the Constitutional Convention, through the decade of commemorations, leading to creating conditions whereby nationalisms, whereby there's a new majority for an Agreed and United Ireland and a new minority who know that their values, heritage and identity will be protected and secure in the new Ireland that emerges. Conference, on the far side of Saturday tea time, the SDLP is going to be tested, its leadership and leader. And we're going to have to prove ourselves, both to our voters and to new voters, and defend ourselves from the pundits and rivals who run us down and count us out. The tests will be many, and they will come quick and fast. The question for the party is that in identifying a new leader and leadership, who of us is best to lead the SDLP to Dublin next week? Who has the authority and the standing to convince the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach not just to think well of us, but to join us in a new partnership, driving forward north-south and having a fearless approach to the past? Who of us has the conviction and the background to defend hard-won reforms on the one hand and to be true to our political character by advancing new reforms going forward?
1 minute, Alex.
Who of us, who has been given big political jobs by the political leadership of the SDLP on policing, justice, parades and in government and has delivered fundamental change? Who of us is best placed now to take on the big job, and it is a big job, of the leadership of the SDLP? Who of us has demonstrated that they have the toughness to deal with issues that arise internally or externally, Toughness learns and deployed in having to be in negotiations with Blair and Powell, the leadership of the PSNI and the RUC, the directors of MI5, in government, with ministers and with other leaders. Who of us is best to be in the negotiations that are about to arise? The best to defend the public, the SDLP interest in the media, in the TV studios and in public? Who of us can best capture the values that we all share, the hopes we all have, opening ourselves among ourselves, but also to those who want to back us and who are looking for new leadership in the North? A conference, my message is very simple. It is that we can shape the future going forward as we've shaped the past. The new politics and the new phase of politics awaits us. We can take that forward because people do not wish any longer to see politics in this island defined in the image of the DUP and Sinn Féin. But in doing that, I would suggest we need proven leadership, and I would hope that that recommends me to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.